Beis Hamikdash, that's Avad Midiraisa Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrinai. And there the Halacha was all 7 days of Sukkot. There was the mitzvah for the Kahanim either to hold the Aravis and go around the Mizbeach, or else just for one Kohen to place the Aravis standing up around the Mizbeach. That's a mitzvah all 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrinai. Of a Kan Vigvulin, that we have the Aravis on Hashanah Rabbah one day, we do remembrance to where they had it in the Beis Hamikdash, that's only a Yisoid Nevi'im. That's only Midi Rabbonin. There's no din Midi Raisa to do Aravis outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's only a Yisoid Nevi'im. So Rabbi Yechonon Shitter is, what type of Atakona was it? It was a real Chiyuv Midi Rabbonin. It's called the Yisoid Nevi'im to take the Aravis. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, you would make a brach on a Shana Rabbah. Well, with Halacha, we hold it's not a Yisoid Nevi'im. We hold it's only a Minig Nevi'im. It's only a Minig to do it. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on a minig. Trashi the mikdash halach l'mash mitzinai. The gvulin there it's only yisoid neviim. The gvulin it's only a yisoid. Fighter. Amar Rab Ami arava tzricha shir. The mitzvah to hold the arava, the special mitzvah arava, has to have a shir. There's a size. How long it has to be? We'll soon see. V'eino nitelas ela b'fniyatzma. You're only allowed to hold it by itself. Trashi, ein dover acha neged imo demucha shimitzvah. You can't have anything tied onto the arava. When you want to take the aravas, the shem aravas, it has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it. V'yeinodem yoytzi dechavosa b'arava shebelulav. And you can't be yoytzi the mitzvah aravas by holding your lulav. Even though you have aravas in the lulav, you can't be the kind of mitzvah that way. Because it's not nikkur you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah aravas. For the Gemara, Kivan the Yomamar, Einan Itelas Ela Bifnei Atzmo, once you told me that the Aravis has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it, Lechur Apshita the Einodim Yosef Aravis Shebelulav. Lechur Adam Shita for the second halacha. What do you have to say it for? For sure you can't be in the kind of mitzvah Aravis on the Shana Rabbah just for holding your lulav. Because when you're holding your lulav, you have it tied together with the Adas and with the lulav. All three meaning are tied together. So Apshita you can't be Yosef the mitzvah Aravis with the lulav. Mazmar says, Ma, the time I would have thought like this. Hani mili hecha de la yagva, vader agbo. That's only if you don't pick up the lulav twice. If you only take the lulav once, then we say, since now the aravis is tied together with the adas and with the lulav, it's not nikkur, we don't see you doing it l'shem aravah. So therefore, since it's not by itself, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Ava, but in the case, agbiya, you picked it up once l'shem mitzvah lulav. You put it down. And then you picked it up a second time, Eimaloi. Maybe then I would say you would be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because then there's no concern really the fact that it's tied together. Because now, what are you picking up a second time for? The Chorot Smucha Milsa, we see clearly you're doing it, L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. So maybe it would be kosher now. In other words, that you have something else tied together with the Rava, it's not a real psul. It's only a vort is, you have to do it Zechav and Mitzvah Sarava. So we have to see you doing that Ravis. If you have something else tied onto it, it doesn't look like you're doing the mitzvah sarava. But here that you have the lulav, so you picked it up once. So good, you put it down again. Now why are you picking it up a second time for? For the mitzvah lulav, you don't have to do it a second time. So I would have thought that by picking it up a second time, that's enough hakorot, we could see. We could realize it, that you're doing the l'shem mitzvah sarava. Kamashtala, no. Still, a kopot and still, as long as the aravis is tied together in the lulav, you can't do mekayim the mitzvah. But the lach is brought on Enochanami. After you put down your lulav, if you take out the aravis out of the lulav and just hold the aravis by itself, then you could be the kind of the mitzvah. It's only kol zaman the aravis is inside the lulav that it's not nika. We don't see doing the l'shem mitzvah aravah. Trashi avol heichu the yagbe l'shem natilas lulav v'odar agbe l'shem aravah ein malefik bo. Maybe then you would be the kind of the mitzvah. Yikoy chachatuba. We could see clearly what you want to do. We see clearly the second time now is only l'shem mitzvah aravah. So maybe you would be mekayim it. That's kamashla. No, it's not called enough of a heker. If you want to do it that way, you have to take the aravis out of the lulav and then do it. By the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Adam Yotzei Dechavos for the aravis sheb lulav. He holds yes, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Because it's time in such a case, in the case where you pick it up a second time. See, oh, that's also called enough of a hecker. Like, what are you doing it a second time for? You don't have to. Elamai, you're doing l'shem mitzvah sarava, that's also good. But with Iqra Allah, we hold that the first man of the yom is you're not yoytze. I think with the ever, though, we hold you are yoytze. But the kishita means that you're not yoitze by just picking up the lulav. You have to, at most, take out the aravos out of it. But lamaisa, the minig is, everybody has special aravos. We'll soon see. It's in you to have nice ones, long ones, that should be zecher to know is being done the shei mitzvah aravos. So bad lakatchila to have special aravos for mitzvah aravos. But if you don't have aravos, you could take the aravos out of your lulav and then use it. Yeah. Just another min shouldn't be with it, right? Just tying it is all right here. The kama shiura. So now going back to the original case, we said there's a shear. How much the aravos have to be? The kama shiura. What's the shear? Omer Rav Nachman, gimel badei olin lachin. You have to have three badim, three stalks that has wet leaves, that have fresh leaves on it. That's what you have to have. The drashi shloshei badi means sheyesh bechol echad olin lachin. You have to have three different stalks, three pieces of the aravos, and each piece has wet, fresh leaves on it. Even if you only have one leaf and one stem, that's enough. So the half-meaner is a leaf by itself and a stem by itself. At the Gemara, how could that be? Like, what's a leaf? A leaf is nothing. Like, how could it say you just have to have one stalk and one leaf? Ella, what Rosh Hashanah meant to say was like this. You make the mitzvah if you only have one piece of arava, one stalk, with one leaf. If it only has one leaf on the one stalk, then you make the mitzvah. Trashi olo echod the bad echod sakadaitach. Olo mashma b'loy bad. Mashma leaf by itself without the stem. O bad b'loy olo. O my lekicha b'olo b'loy bad holay minkaro. Like, what's going on here? Just holding the leaf means nothing. Now, what we're meant to say is, olo echod the bad echod. Bad echod. You have to have one stem, one piece. Oh boy, olechad, vidaya, that's enough. If you have one piece and one leaf, that's enough for the mitzvah of the Tekonis Nevi'im. V'chiyamin ed liyel, gimel tfochim, that's what we say before the aravos has to be tall. At least gimel tfochim, that's lagabe lulav u'diyamin, that's only for mitzvah lulav. Shetei aravo arucho shleish tfochim, that the aravos have to be long, three tfochim. Aval aravo, that's what we hold the aravos lezeichel amigdash, for special mitzvah aravos, it could be as small as you want, but it'll be enough to make the mitzvah rovis. As long as it has one stalk and one leaf, you make the mitzvah. Drashi bahashti nagwa minigizdo lohavim rabias anofim aruchim. The minigizdo to take nice long leaves. The yofim sheminkira mitzvah behind yofim. It should take a look nice to doing the mitzvah. So the minigiz, our minigiz, to take five stalks. We do. And the minig is to have nice leaves also. It should look nice. Shouldn't just be, even though you're carrying the mitzvah with just one piece and one leaf, that's not the minig. The minig is, though, to make it look nice, l'shei mitzvah, we take our minig, we take five pieces. Omar Avoy, have a kimna kaim with Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik. Avoy said it was once in front of Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik, and he saw something happened. That the Isa Yahu Gavro Arova Kaimei, that a person brought the Arovas in front of him on the Shona Rabbah, Shokel, he took it, Chovit, he hit the Arovas like we do, Volei Berech, and didn't make a bracha. Kisava, why not? Why didn't he make the bracha? Minig Nevi'imu, like we learned before, not like Rabbi Yechanan, it's not called the Yisoid Nevi'im, Atakonis Nevi'im, it's only a Minig Bialma. And in a thing that's only a Minig Bialma, we don't make a bracha.
Alright, turn over.
But this is the whole brisker rabba talks about this. Even though certain times we do make a bracha minhagim. Like Lamashol Yom Tiv Sheni. That that we keep today, Yom Tiv Sheni, is only a minig of a sein of Yodayim, the Gemara says. That really today we know exactly when the Chodesh is. Really we don't have a sveik of the Yom today. But the reason why we keep a Yom Tiv Sheni is minig of a sein of Yodayim. So there are certain things that we only do with Teres and minig, and we make a bracha. Yom Tiv Sheni, we make Kiddush, we daven, we make special brachas on a Yom Tiv. And here the Gemara's mashma that on a minig bialma you don't make a bracha. These machalak are said like this to Briskerov, that it depends what the minig is. There are certain things that are mitzvahs. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mashma making kiddush on Yom Tov. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. We have the mitzvah of the rice of the first day. Now it's a minig to do it the second day. So the minig is to do that mitzvah the second day on such a thing you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the minig is to do the mitzvah we have, do it now also. So on such a thing we wouldn't make a bracha. Who is in halal also? That's why we say halal. When we don't say gan halal, it's only a minig halal. And still we make a bracha. Because the minig is to do the mitzvah of saying halal, we have such a mitzvah of halal. Mashenke in Aravos, there's no mitzvah at all of Aravos. The only mitzvah there was in the Beis Hamikdash itself, by being makif around the Mizbeach. Outside the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah at all. So that that we hold the Aravos in Shul, there's no such mitzvah like that at all. It's only found the Rabbanim made a new minig to do this. When the Rabbanim make up a new minig to do, on that we don't make a bracha. That's called minig, we don't make a bracha. But where the minig is to do a mitzvah that we have already, then avada, we're doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah means the bracha. Savada, Yom Tov Sheni, we make brachas, we make kiddush, we make brachas. On halal, we make a bracha, because there's a mitzvah saying halal. Just here, the minig of Aravos, there's no such mitzvah outside the Mizbeach. So that we do it is only called a pure minig. On a pure minig, we don't make a bracha. Vaita, Eivoy v'chiskiyo b'nei brate derav. They were the daughter sons of Rav. I see a Rav with a kaimi the Rav. They brought the Aravos and a shon Rav in front of Rav. Chovet, they hit the Aravos. V'loy berech, and they didn't make a bracha. Again, the same svarim. Kesova, they hold minig neviim hu. There's only called the minig neviim, and in the minig to do this thing, there's no mitzvah involved. The stam a minig, you don't make a bracha. Drashim minig neviim hi, pegvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'loy yisoid neviim, it's not called the Rabbanu made a new mitzvah. Hilkach ein atzricha bracha. Since it's not a mitzvah by itself, it's only a minig, we don't have to make a bracha on it. Omar Ivoy said, Hevikim no kaima the Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Now again, the same story, different time, but again, Ivoy, till now it's brought down, was Nageh to Hilkach Aravos. Now it's telling another story that happened. Ivoy was once in front of Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Also, le kaima yuhugavra. A certain person came to ask a shiloh by Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Omla, he said like this, Karisi Isli, I own the whole city. I own a lot of lands. Rashi Kforim V'yashvein. I own the whole city I own. Karmeho Isli, I have a vineyard. The vines I own. Zeis Isli, I own the olive trees I own. Now V'yosa V'nei Kriso, the people living in my city, O Mekashkeshin B'Karme, on Shemitah, on trees, the seventh year, they themselves go and work under the trees, under the vines, by the grapes. And the oichlin bezeisa, and they take their own schar, the payment for it. They go and they take the zayis. They eat from the olive trees. Now the question is, it's talking about Shemitah now, the seventh year. Now how are you allowed to work on the ground? That the Gemara will soon explain. We know on Shemitah you're not allowed to work on the ground. There's an issur to plow the ground. So we'll soon see why mekashkeshin is mutter. You're allowed to do this avoid. It's called just keeping the trees alive. You're allowed to do something to the tree, work on the ground near the tree. We'll soon see what that is. That's called Mekashkeshim Bekarmi. They're allowed to work on the vineyard trees, on the vines there. But the mice was V'yechlem B'zeisa, but so these workers, they wanted to get paid for the work they did. They worked for me. They fixed up my trees. They wanted to get paid. So now they took their pay. They came to my olive trees and they took the olives. Now really this year is Shemitah. Since it's Shemitah, you have to leave all your trees hefker. Like it doesn't belong to you. Whoever wants to have a right to come and eat the olives. So therefore, he wants to know that he do right by paying off his workers, letting them, like, you take care of this olive tree. As if to say, the olive tree is yours, you watch it. Really, that's wrong, you're not allowed to do it. Because since this year, Shemitah, you're not allowed to act like you own the olive tree. It has to be asked, whoever wants to come and take it. So you can't pay up your chayiv with the olive tree. That was the shayla. So he asked him, orich or layorich, did I do right or didn't I do right by letting my workers get their payment back by taking care of the olive tree, as if to say they own the olive tree now. So Amalei answered back to him, Lo yorech, no, you didn't do right. Hevi koshovek lei v'yozel. When he went away, he said, Omar, kadu hevisi dairi biar yohodo. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, O mekashkeshim bekarmi, Rashi, oidrin esakrom in b'shriyas. They used to work on their vineyards on shriyas. V'yachle zeisam. To get their pay for the people that worked on the fields, they took the olive tree. The Einar Mafkir Laniyim. And they didn't let the olive tree be Hefka the way it's supposed to be on Shemitah. Whoever wants it has a right to come and take it. The workers didn't do that. The workers took it as if they own it. So he asked the question, Oruch Ola Yoruch. Toiv Lassus Kein Oloi, is it good what I did or not? That's what he asked him. So Omulei, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sotik answered back and said, Lo Yoruch, you didn't do good. Why is it Rashi? Lefishata Pareya Pulosam Mi Peri Shvius. It comes out now, you're paying your workers from the fruits that grow on Shvius, on Shemitah. The Torah says, L'ochla B'le L'Schara. You only have a right to eat the peris and not to do business with it. So you can't, like, pay up your workers with it. That they fixed up the trees, the ground, that's mutter, that will soon see why. So Kitsi told him, he did wrong, and understand me, stop doing it. So Mar says that the Maisa was, heavy koshovik levi yozel. He was mekabel, and he went away. So Omar, so Rashi learns, Omar means Elazar Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik said over now, that kad havisi dare bar yohod the mem shonin, I lived in this land already 40 years, I never saw anybody go on such a right path like this person was. I never saw a person that went such a right path like this person. Like he had a suffix, he didn't know if he was doing right or wrong, and he came to ask the Shaila, and he told him he's doing wrong. He's makabel right away. He didn't go to argue back, maybe yeah, maybe no. He's makabel right away. He said this person is a yosher, is a galata person. He's going in the right path. Hoda v'yosha. Then he came back to this person. V'yomalei my nevet. What should I do right now? Tell me what the answer is. What should I do? Omalei, he said like this. Afka zeisa l'chashuchei. You go be mafker, let your olive tree become hefka l'chashuchei to the aniyim. So let anybody whoever wants to come and take it. And you go pay the workers. The people that work for you, you go pay them. Don't let them take their pay from the pay reshvias, that you're not allowed to do, but rather give them money. You pay them from your own money, pay the people that work from you. That's what you're supposed to do, that's the halacha. The Gemara though now, the kishkusha mishari, or this before, tame prit the kishkusha kromin. Give the money to the people that work on the fields. Fred Gemara, the kishkusha mishari, are you allowed to do this on shvius? Are you allowed to work on the ground, on the fields, under the trees, on shvius? For your time, you will learn, the Pasuk says, v'ha shvius tishmetenu natashto. You should, like, be resting. Don't work on shvius. So idashna means, tishmetenu rest milakashkosh. You're not allowed to work on the fields. On a tashtem alisako, and now let us take away the stones from the fields. So Rashi learns milisako means milahashlech avonim lachutz. If you have a lot of stones around the tree, so you want to take away the stones to make the tree go better, you're not allowed to do that because that's a type of a plowing. You're not allowed to do any work on the ground on shemitah. So milaliskal is also, but who are the milakashkes is also also. So how do you say here he's allowed to do it on shvius? So the answer is like this. Omar Rav Ukva Bar Choma, Trei Kishkusha Hevi. There are two different ways you could do this kishkus of fixing up the trees on Shemitah. Chod is Stume Pili. One is if there are cracks. Strashi Stume Pili. Shash Roshi Megulim. If the roots of the tree come on top, come on, are uncovered, there's no ground on top of it. Vesaruch Chaisim, you have to cover up the roots. Shiloh Yaiva Shilon. In order that the tree should not dry up. Vyakumi Elinahu. You're not really making it better. You're just keeping the tree alive. Shalai yomot that it shouldn't die. V'yein oisel yashvichon. You're not doing this to make the tree grow better. El lekaimam. You're just doing it to keep it alive. Shari. This you're allowed to do on Shemitah. You're allowed to do something to the tree just to keep the tree alive. So kishkus here means, or pili means, to cover up the roots. That you're allowed to do. Because if you don't cover up the roots with dirt, the tree may die. So you're allowed to do things that the tree should not die. V'chad is another type of a kishkus. That's a vruye eloni. That's to make the tree more healthier, to make it grow better. And a vruye eloni yosser, to make the trees grow better, that's called avoida, that's not allowed to do. That's the pshat v'yashriya tishmetenu. You have to stay away from fixing up the trees. Avistume pili shari, just to cover up the roots, to make it that the tree should not die, that you're allowed to do on Shemitah. Trashi v'chad la vruye eloni. Mamish, you want to work on the ground to make the ground soft, but the chuach and the ground and the tree should grow better. That's also that you have no hefty to do on Shemitah. So it looks good. This mice here, hear that he said they were allowed to work on the trees. It means just like covering up the roots that the tree should not die. Right. Omer Eivoy Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Al Yahalech Odom Biyavish Shabosois Yoisim Gimel Pasois. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Pasois. A parsa usually is 4 mil. That's around a mil is around half of a mile. So So you shouldn't travel around 6 miles on Erev Shabbos. Shrashi lo yahalach, ela yishpais loy biyoid yom godol v'yachavon loy suda Shabbos. Come home nice and early Friday to make sure you prepare yourself to have enough sudas on Shabbos. So Omar Rav Kano lo yamorin as it only said, ela lebeisai, only if you're coming home. In other words, you have to prepare the suda, so you have to make sure you have enough time to prepare the suda. Avol yishpiz, if you're going to a hotel this Shabbos, going to an inn where you're not cooking, it's all cooked for you already, then it's mutter. Amai did not get samach, like you're being samach on what they prepare for you. Then you can come late, you don't have to come so early. So Drashi, Amai did not get samach. Einei samach ha b'nei habayis, b'nei simai sadosai, v'yamashe b'yode nismach. Avol hashpiz, but Amai did not get samach. But if you're going to eat by another hotel, if you're going to stay in an inn, they're like taking the food with you. So to take the food with you, you have to prepare the food later. Like before you leave the house, you take the food with you, so you have food what to eat. Then it's all right. Vika the army, some say no. Omer of Karmel, lo nitzucho, elo afidu lebeisai. The Chiddush says, even if you're coming home, still you have to come home early in order to help. Drashi afidu lebeisai. When you come home to your own house, and you have everything in your own house, you have all the food there, still we're saying you shouldn't go away. You should be home early in order to prepare. So for sure, if you're going to go away someplace else, for sure you should reach there early to make sure you have everything you need. So luckily, you have to make sure everything is prepared before Shabbos. Omer Rav Kano. It happened to me once, he went away, and he didn't come home in time enough, before Shabbos, and he didn't have enough food to eat. He couldn't even find a good dish. A kisa d'hasna, usually it's a chosh of a type of a fish. Trashi suda muatis, a small suda, dogim ketanim, small sardines, metugna mekemach, fried in flour, v'shumim with oil shalhem. Kisa, they made a nice dish, a nice fried sardine with oil and flour. So he couldn't even find that to cover Shabbos. In other words, like this halacha, you shouldn't go away far on Erev Shabbos. Make sure you come home on time that the food is all prepared. Fighter. Mitzvah Zuluv Ketzet. The Mishnah says, what's the Mitzvah Zuluv? They used to put it on Shabbos. They used to bring it to the Harabayis before on Friday. And it used to be the father with Agabi Itzdebo, the Mishnah says. On Friday, they put it there on top of platforms. Toni, Tona, Kaimed, Rav Nachman. Soidrin, Agag, Hoitzdebo. They used to put the lulavim on Friday before Shabbos on the roofs of the platforms. Omalei, they said back to him, like, what are you going to put them on top of a roof?